It's Elisa Ali with this week's album Recue, and we're pulling out Bob Dylan's 1983 album Infidels. This album follows a trilogy of Christian-themed records and is often noted as his return to secular music. Produced by Dire Straits' Mark Knopfler, this eight-song collection touches on politics, aging, and love through rockers and ballads. Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls is a big fan of this record. In fact, it's one of her favorites of Dylan's vast catalog, so we've invited her to talk with us about it. Welcome, Amy, and thanks so much for doing a Dylan deep dive with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, what is it about this album in particular that draws you to it?
I mean, honestly, it was the guitar that drew me in first, and the messages in the record, and it was so melodic vocally, right? I've seen him live a lot, and there were times when he wasn't as melodic, you know, more kind of obscure and kind of a trickster with his melodies, and sometimes he just wouldn't sing them. And on this record, they're so defined. And so that was part of it too. And lyrically, so complex. When I listen to it now, I'm like, it's got a lot of sexism in it, but it's brilliant. So for me, it still holds a lot of curiosity and fascination as a big Dylan fan. He's so brilliant lyrically that, you know, instead of making me mad, it just makes me more curious.
That's such an interesting point. I mean, Sweetheart Like You is such a great song. But that line, you know, a woman like you should be at home, that's where you belong. I can't say I can get behind that line.
No, I mean, it's like Neil Young, you know, some of Neil Young songs.
A man,
you know,
needs a maid.
Yeah. That one in particular, I think, is my favorite song. Patriotism is the last refuge to which a scoundrel clings. Steal a little and they throw you in jail, steal a lot and they make you king. I remember Emily and I quoting like Joker Man and Sweetheart Like You lyrics to each other constantly. Like, that's the most killer line ever. And to say something like, they smile on your face, but behind your back they hiss. That's brilliant. You know, it's like word hiss, to use the word hiss in a song. I love it.
There's some great stuff in Don't Fall Apart on Me Tonight. He says, it's like I'm stuck inside a painting, hanging in the leaves. My throat starts to tickle and my nose itches, but now I can't move.
I can't move. I know. To rhyme Louvre and move, that's like, okay, that's pretty amazing. But that's the song that's hard for me sometimes in his perspective on women and him kind of feeling victimized. It feels very vulnerable, but it also feels like he's still taking his vulnerability and sort of pointing the finger at somebody else instead of taking himself to task. I mean, he does. He's genius. So it's all in there. It's a complex one. You know, one of the songs that really opened up a kind of a new perspective was Union Sundown for me. I hadn't thought as much about unions and the politics of corporate America and how manufacturing, you know, was moving. And so that song made me really think a lot. So I thought that one was an interesting one because Dylan didn't always write so specifically. To me, he always comments on society, but he's a contrarian and you can't necessarily pin him down all the time. He's just got this complexity about his vision of the world, and politics is almost too small for him to delve into. But that song in particular, he's talking about something so specific, and I was like, that's pretty interesting to me that he would tackle that.
Let's talk a little bit about some other people. I thought it was very cool that he had Sly and Robbie in on this.
I love the whole band on this record. I mean, the musicality of it struck me first. I mean, I can't say enough about Mark Knopfler. I'm a huge Dire Straits fan. So for me, it's just got this groove where the guitar and the drums and the bass and the keys, it's like a river. And his melodies are just going over it with these brilliant lyrics. But it's not like a backdrop. It's like integral to his phrasing and everything that's happening. And there's like a conversation going on musically all the time. I could listen to these songs with no words and I would be happy.
And we should mention that Mick Taylor also plays guitars on this.
Yes, Mick Taylor, that's right.
Where do you think Infidels ranks in his catalog overall? I know this is a hard one because he's got like 40 records.
For me, it's top five, but it's all subjective, you know. The spectrum of Dylan is like Picasso or something in art.
Amy, have you ever met Bob Dylan?
I did meet Bob Dylan, but it was a really bizarre meeting. We were at the Grammys. It was like early on in our career, and I was super young. Judy Collins was also there that year at the Grammys, and I had this hat on, and Dylan came over to me, and I was shaking. He goes, Judy, is that you? And he thought I was Judy Collins. Because Judy and I had a similar hat on that night. I was so embarrassed, and I just looked up to him and said, "No, my name is Amy. I'm from a band called Indigo Girls." And he just goes, "Huh," and walked away. That was it. That's like my big moment to meet Dylan, you know, but it's okay.
Rita actually told me a story one time. She said she met him and she said, "Oh, hi, Bob Dylan. You know, I play your songs on the radio." And he goes, "Oh, so you're the one."
Of course, Rita has that great story. That's awesome. I can totally hear her voice saying that too.
Yeah. So we're going to close out this session with another really hard question. Can you describe this album's sound or impact in just 6 words?
Knopfler, society, complexity, 1980s, Reagan, and melodic.
Amy Ray talking Bob Dylan on this week's Album Recue. Read more on Infidels at WFUV.org.